970. The Answer.
A great good morning to you. We so appreciate you being with us on AM 970. The Answer. Look at this, 56 degrees. You believe this? Ho, ho, we will take it. 728 with Piscopo in the morning. Frank Morano is here. Al Gattulo is here. Debbie is out for the week. Well deserved. We miss Debbie, but it's well deserved. She takes some time. You know, I meet when I go over to do Neil Cavuto's show at Fox Business and Fox News, and I have a great time with Neil. I have immense respect for Neil Cavuto. Great broadcaster. Keeps it always nice. Great sense of humor. I mean, what he's done for Fox Business and with Maria Bartiromo over there, and when they do those debates, better than anybody. And I get to meet a lot of great people in the hallways, and Gordon Chang's over there, Steve Forbes is over there, and meet my buddy Charlie Gasparino, you know, and Kaylee McEnany, who's on in the next hour. That's how I know Kaylee from Fox over there, right? And I'm not, you know, I know, look, if you're liberal and you don't understand Fox, if you're conservative, it doesn't matter. These are all good people who are very concerned about keeping America great indeed. So Mark Serrano's one of those great guys, and we have a lot of laughs over there, and Mark's very good with me. I saw him with Charlie Payne just the other day. Mark is the CEO of Proactive Communications, internet entrepreneur, Republican strategist. And what I like about Mark, and what I like about conservatives or Republicans that don't yell at me. I don't want to be. Mark, you're a good guy. When we talk, it's civil, it's nice. You don't yell at me. Thank you for not yelling.
Yo, thanks for inviting me into the man cave with the boys.
Yeah, it is, buddy. You know, but isn't that true, though? Because you have a great take. And when I go over and I talk to Neil, how great is Neil Cavuto? It's all laid out, and he makes his point. But just don't yell. We don't have to yell. If you're on the right a little bit, you don't have to scream and lecture. I'm so sick of it.
No, look, Joe, you and Neil are like magic. And you know what you bring to the process? You can show us what to laugh at with these candidates. There's so much material.
You can't make it up, man. You can't make it up. but Mark, as a GOP strategist, what are you thinking about Donald? Did he go, you know, I loved it, and I said this earlier on the show. Mark, Donald stepped back, and there was a humility to Donald Trump that I know from, and that we all know, that people have known Donald. There is a humility to Donald Trump, believe it or not, and it's very becoming. And then I said, this is great. That's what I want to see. And then yesterday, all hell breaks loose, Mark. Oh, my God.
He showed some great humility. It was a very impressive moment, Joe. But you know what? Then he was back to himself the next day.
I know, but is that a concerted effort on Trump's part? Does he go there on purpose?
Yeah. He look, right now his entire focus is the guy who's standing in his way. That's it. He's gonna knock him out of his way like roller derby, you know, and give him the elbow and try to knock him out of the ring. That's his entire focus. You know, he doesn't want to allow Ted Cruz to pick up too much steam. That's all. He's going to hang on to his shirt, and he's going to, you know, kick his knee, and he's going to, you know, kick him out of the ring.
Yeah, let's talk Ted Cruz for a second, because we had some great calls this morning. People from Queens, New York, people from the Bronx, New York, they back Cruz, they like Cruz, they believe in Cruz, they think Cruz is pure, and it's very interesting to see, because I didn't think anybody in New York was for Ted Cruz, honestly, but is he going to make some noise in New Hampshire, Cruz, do you think?
Well, what he wants to do is he just wants to take what he did in Iowa and build as much more support in New Hampshire as he can. Mm-hmm. I don't think he believes he can win New Hampshire. I think he sees a 20-point difference from Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Right? But what does he want to do? He wants to get as many votes as he can possibly squeeze out of it. But you know what, Joe? What we have to be careful of is don't believe the caricature that's being painted of Ted Cruz. You know, they want us to believe he's Bela Lugosi. He's the Darth Vader, you know what I mean?
Yes.
that's what the media wants us to believe. Why? Because they want to protect their power. They want to protect their power and their interest in Washington so they can continue to crank up our debt beyond belief. It's immoral what they're doing to us in Washington. Yeah. And, you know, what's amazing out of Iowa that I see, Joe, is this remarkable distinction between the parties. At this moment in time, as we get into New Hampshire, what we saw in Iowa was that the GOP offers freedom from government, but the Democrats offer free stuff from government. That's the difference.
It's so true. That is absolutely well said. Now, what happened with this with Cruz? And forgive me, but there's a part of me that really thinks, "Wow, Cruz went in there, and that it was brilliant in many ways." And I don't want to condone it, but it was brilliant politically in an underhanded way. What Cruz's people did by saying, "Oh, we think Ben Carson is out of the race now." It was brilliant. It was brilliant. That now, if you're in Jersey, New York, no one's going to buy that unless we hear it and we see it. But like one of our callers said, it was on CNN. And was it illegal in any way what Cruz's camp did?
Well, it would be very hard to demonstrate that. You got to keep something in mind. The caucuses are a Byzantine process. It's not like a primary. I mean, the caucus is run
by
the parties. And so it's, you know, like it's like Joe Lunchbox is showing up, you know, and getting his people out to support his candidate, which is wonderful. It's democracy at work. But, you know, there's no officiating by the law. You know, in a primary, it's the Secretary of State from that state is running the primary. In a caucus, it's the party Joes from across the state. So, it would be very hard to demonstrate. But let me tell you. This is where things get blood sport. This is where things get
It
gets muddy and bloody, and you know what? I just assume it happened because we got to fight for the country. This is what it takes.
Yeah, it's very true. Now, were you surprised that Rick Santorum endorsed Marco Rubio right away?
Well, keep in mind, Rick Santorum, you know, he was a U.S. senator and a congressman from Pennsylvania, right? It's a purple state. Santorum is very, very committed to social issues on the right and such, he comes from a purple state. And I just don't think, you know, I think he sees, if he's got a future, he sees it with Marco Rubio. Everybody's going to do what's in their best interest. You know, just like any candidate at this point. You take a look at the Democrat side, Joe, and talk about you can't make this stuff up. I mean, can you imagine we got 2 degrees of Marxists competing for a job that's currently held by a socialist? Have you ever... Imagine such a thing.
That's well said. We're going to steal that and tweet that out this morning, Mark, if you don't mind.
You know, and as much as we never have Bernie Sanders, you know, a Brooklyn boy. My gosh, he gives you too much material. Listen to him. Millionaires and billionaires, we're going to tax through the roof.
I know.
You cannot make that. Who would be his VP candidates? I think Sean Penn would be top of the list. Maybe, you know, the best thing that could happen to New York City is that Bernie Sanders steals de Blasio from you.
Yeah, that's it. That's the VP. Oh, that would be. But I don't, Bernie won't go beyond New Hampshire, right? I mean, I saw Dr. Krautheimer talk last night, I believe it was, and he said, I don't think Bernie's going to go past. I tend to believe. Listen, and I don't dislike Bernie Sanders. He's been on the show. He's Brooklyn. He's a nice Jewish boy from Brooklyn. I love this, you know? But he's so off the mark politically. But I think in New Hampshire, he's going to score. I think he's going to win. And then, I mean, as a strategist, Mark Serrano, that's the end of Bernie. No way in South Carolina this guy will pull anything, correct?
Well, that's what's amazing about this election year is, did you ever imagine we'd have a year where you've got front runners, one from Brooklyn and a boy from Queens? It's unbelievable. But Bernie Sanders, look, he's raising a lot of money. He's got Hillary on the run. It's true. It's going to be very difficult in southern states, which happens after New Hampshire and South Carolina, and the March 1 states are mostly in the South.
Yeah.
Very difficult for him to compete there. But let me tell you the biggest reason why I don't think Bernie Sanders will ultimately be successful. He's not a fighter. Sure, he's from Brooklyn, right? But he will not come out and put the brass knuckles on in this race. He just won't do it. He had his big chance about your damn emails. And he just he took a pass on that at the time.
Yeah,
and he's just look, you think Bernie Sanders can fight like the Clintons? My gosh, their war room is going to break a record for pizza delivery in the next few weeks. OK, they're going to be working overtime to take him out.
Man. And you say Trump in New Hampshire, Trump in South Carolina. That's what you're thinking, right?
I think so. Although if I were Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio to a lesser extent, I would be spending time in South Carolina this week. Because that's where Ted Cruz is going to play even better. But
Mark,
I think, I know Trump. I know his people. I know his organization.
Yeah.
And I think they learned a big lesson from Iowa. And I think they'll be much better poised. Look, they broke a record in Little Rock, Arkansas, in the arena they had an event in yesterday. They broke the ZZ Top record for audience, okay?
This is the best. You got to love it. You got to love it. You got to love the Donald, man.
Mark, listen, stay close, man. It's always great seeing you. How's your? I like you got that little goatee going there, that little thing. That very hip for you, Mark. Very hip.
I know. Kabuto. It took him a while to get used to it, but he said, okay, all right. I accept it now. He was making fun of me.
I like it. It looks good. Mark Serrano, thank you so much for joining us. Let's do it again. I'll see you over at Fox, but we appreciate you jumping on the air with us this morning.
I'll see you at Fox. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, Mark, take care. Mark Serrano, CEO of Proactive Communications. He is an internet entrepreneur and a GOP a strategist, but a great guy. You know, I don't want to be yelled at. Don't yell at me. You know, if you're conservative, you're right. Don't yell, don't lecture. Just let's talk nice. And Mark does that in such a great way. We appreciate Mark joining us. All right. Kayleigh McEnany as well, talking about great conservatives, will join us in the next hour. And you.